This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. If the Red Sox have been less than inspiring this summer, and they have, it may be refreshing to know how baseball used to be played. In the 1860s, for example, when the game was fast, loose, and you could get clocked in the head if you overran first base.
This Sunday, Bostonians can take the ferry out to the Harbor Islands and watch a game of vintage baseball played with Civil War-era rules. Producer Melissa Galvez ventured out to George's Island recently, where she met park ranger Jerry McCormick, who told her how the game was played 150 years ago.
Today we are going to be doing some Civil War baseball. I've got Civil War-era bats, balls, bases, and we're going to be doing 1860s rules.
Do you need another player?
Yeah.
Come on out.
In the Northeast, Boston and New York City, blue-collar workers had just enough time getting out of work before sunset to play a game of baseball. There was two kinds of games. There was Massachusetts rules and New York rules. We're doing New York rules out here simply because Massachusetts town ball, as it was called, was a little more dangerous. There was two ways of recording out. One was catching on the fly, and the other one was called soaking the runner. We had to peg the runner with the ball. So this is a little safer.
Whoa.
The major difference is we don't use gloves during 1860s ball. The balls are a little softer than modern-day baseballs, but not by much. When these things get grooving, they sting a little when you catch them barehanded. There's no called balls or strikes. That's a pretty big difference. You can sit up at home plate and just sit there and wait for pitches to come in. You can ask for a ball high or you can ask for it low, and you can just wait for your perfect pitch. You can't overrun first base, which is a big thing that a lot of people forget. Then there was a rule that they used that you could catch a ball off a bounce and it was still an out. It was considered less manly to catch it on a bounce. That's their words, not mine. It's in the rules.
Oh, there you go.
I don't believe
it. One bounce and he's out. Yeah.
You're awesome.
Beautiful.
Fort Warren was a prison between 1861 and 1865, early 1866. We had about 2,400 Confederate prisoners come through here. Of the entire group of prisoners, we only had 13 men pass away from natural causes. Baseball was definitely the main sport out here. We had one game between Union soldiers and Confederate soldiers, and the final score was 101-96. Union soldiers won. Baseball did have a pretty big part at prisons, at battlefronts, in camps, between battles. There was a whole group of, I believe they were Iowa soldiers who, no, Wisconsin, I'm sorry, who felt that, you know, if a guy wasn't going to play baseball, you couldn't really trust him. So, you know, showing someone that you could partake in sport showed that you had the guts and the strength to be able to actually fight, you know, in a battle. So baseball was a very, very big thing during the Civil War.
That was Park Ranger Jerry McCormick talking to producer Melissa Galvez about Civil War-era baseball in Boston. And if you're looking for something to do this weekend, you can head out to George's Island on Sunday and watch a game of vintage baseball. Check out our website, radioboston.org, for more information.
Coming up, the evolution of Boston cuisine and the light or sometimes lasting touch of Julia Child. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.